AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs a bill making June 19th the 12th federal holiday. Biden says Juneteenth celebrates the June 19th, 1865 end of slavery, the beginning of the struggle for equality for blacks, and notes the nation's dark, painful history.
Great nations don't ignore their most painful moments. They don't ignore those moments in the past. They embrace them. Great nations don't walk away.
Jobless claims rose last week.
The number of Americans filing for jobless aid had fallen six straight weeks before going up by 37,000 last week to 412,000. That surprised economists who predicted another dip as the economy continues its fast pandemic recovery. While the number remains historically high, it's far off the total seen at the pandemic's height. A year ago, nearly 1.5 million people filed for jobless aid in a single week. Some businesses have been struggling to find enough workers to keep up with growing consumer demand, though economists expect hiring to catch up in coming months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For a third time, the Supreme Court rejects a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The law remains in place as the court rules Texas and other Republican-led states and two individuals had no right to bring their lawsuit in federal court. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats stepped up the legal fight and won.
We will never forget how Republican leaders embraced this monstrous way to rip away America's health care in the middle of a deadly pandemic.
Also from the Supreme Court, a victory for religious groups. The justices unanimously sided with the Catholic Foster Care Agency in Philadelphia that says its religious views prevent it from working with same-sex couples. The court ruling the city wrongly limited its relationship with the agency as a result of that policy. This is AP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a bill allowing people to carry guns without background checks or training. He insists the measure was needed to be done.
People are saying from the federal level to the local level that Second Amendment rights are under assault, that government officials are saying, heck yes, government is coming to take your guns. Texas will not let that happen.
Abbott says the law is about freedom and self-defense, especially for protection from people crossing the border from Mexico. The Texas prison system has moved inmates from a prison near the border, making room for people detained by the state after crossing into Texas from Mexico. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who pointed guns at demonstrators last year, each pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. The couple agrees to forfeit both weapons they used when they confronted protesters who were marching in front of their home. They claimed the protesters were trespassing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.